Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
It's like you're talking Chinese. Well, I'm going to try to help you understand that. And also, why you hit it off with certain people. And you're like, gosh, I just like them so much. And it's not always because you have things in common. Hopefully you'll understand that more. I've taught this several times. I learned this at TCU. It was a business model. It was not noble. The business school at TCU came over to the counseling department to learn this for the reason of selling things to you. They realized a universal truth, which is all of us hear with different ears and we see with different eyes. And this thing is, okay. And even, you know, like a crime scene thing, an eyewitness is a very unreliable person. Because they're going to see different colors. Have y'all ever seen that? It's very unreliable. But if they have multitude people say, no, the guy had a yellow shirt on, then they know the guy had a yellow shirt, or a video, of course. But people hear differently. So now I'm going to talk to you. Oh, that's right. See, the illustrator, you wonder why. Well, this is why it's not. I'm sorry. This is my lifestyle, too. I'm used to teaching. And I don't know if you can see this. Turn what? This thing? Okay. I'm sorry about this, but this is Larson's. This is not the reason you don't talk like this. It's God's making the earth, and it says just to make it interesting, and he's sprinkling a little soft thing that says jerks. That's not the reason, but I thought that was so appropriate for this. Okay, I'm going to talk to you about the positive of all these quadrants. This thing was not made arbitrarily, and this thing that I teach is like a 6 to 16 week course. Paula has been a lifelong student. She's still learning, correct, sister? She tells me stuff, and I'm like, that's because you, and Liza, you know, and I do that kind of thing. Okay, we're going to talk about the positive. This guy's, and positive is towards here, are called helper supporters, and let me tell you about that. And at the end of this, you're going to go, well, I'm a little bit of this. This doesn't mean anything. Yes, you can be. You can all be blends or primarily one. But when you are under stress, or if you're grouped, you can find it real fast like that. If you're grouped with other people and you have a project to do, and you're going to be kind of looked on as like how good it is, you're going to find out real fast what you are and others are, because your stressors are going to come up. Okay, these helper supporters are your sweethearts. They want to help you. They want to support you. They don't necessarily want to be in the limelight. They want to be behind the scenes helping you get better. They want you to look good. Wonderful. Their byword is feelings. Feelings are very, very important to them. And not to hurt your feelings is major. Okay, we're going to get into why that's not always so good. So this is what they are. They even draw hearts. I can tell usually a person what their primary thing is by how they even write. They do their eyes like this, and they do little hearts and stuff like that. They're like teddy bears, round things. Quickly, we're going to move over here, and these are called the creative performers. And I'm going to do, okay, let's see, creative and performers. And all of them, these are really almost two separate people. And I'll tell you why. The creative ones like to make things, create. They're the ones that like to artist. They don't necessarily want to be in front of people. Mostly they don't. They just like to make stuff. The performers want to get up in front of you and perform. The singers, the dancers, entertainers, anybody like that. Speakers, yeah, anybody that wants to get up here. I am right here. And I'm a blend. I'll show you my blend in a little bit. I am right here. I don't mind getting up in front of you today because I'm teaching you something that I know well, but I don't like to perform. It makes me nervous. I leave off stuff, but this is where I am mainly. And their byword is fun. And let me put this out here. Not repetition. for the life of me, I can't make anything the same twice. I can't. I just, it's impossible. Okay, then we're going to go here. I apologize because this is a lot. And every one of these subsets has a book on each one of them. And I when I do marital counseling, I teach this because usually they don't even know themselves what they're doing, never mind how they're talking to their partner. Okay, well, I'm not going to do this. These are the promoter leaders. And this is the positive side of them. And as you know, they lead. They like to lead. They like to take in charge. They like to promote stuff. They're the salesmen that promote stuff. And we need all of them. We need all of them. You know what, Steve? I think I'm forgetting all this. I'm so bad about that. Could you go to... no, I'll do that in a second. Yeah. Okay, promoter leaders right there. We need them all. And their byword is task. They're very task-oriented. Give them a job to do and get out of their way. Don't interrupt them. It gets on their nerves. They're just like, let me go. Stay away from me. They're very much like that. Okay, and over here we have the analyzer organizers. And they love information. And their byword is think. They love to think on things. And I'll tell you why that's not so good. Okay. Now, but we need this. Like in any organization, you need them all. In wartime, you need the nurses. You need the comic relief. You need the generals. And you need the strategists. On the healthy side, it's really, really helpful. Churches need healthy, every one of these. Because not everybody can do everything else. Okay, if you'll hit that Bible personalities. Now we're going to talk about who's what. Can y'all see that? Y'all probably can't see that. Let me read it. Analyzer organizer was probably a Luke. A helper supporter was Martha. She loved to. Creator performer. Who did we say was Peter? David, he danced before the Lord, remember? And he was also a leader, but... And helper... who am I leaving off? Promoter leader, yeah, Peter. We need them all. We need them all. Now, which quadrant is Jesus? He's right smack in the middle. So when you move to your healthy side, you're moving towards Jesus. This is what's so great about being in the secular world and teaching and then being a Christian world. I don't see any contradiction in the Bible. In fact, it shows if we want to get healthy, we better look like Jesus. And he's in the center of all this. Okay, I had this like this because as we marry or whatever, we go to the opposite quadrant usually because they're right there. No. We want what we can't have. We're enchanted by what we don't have. So typically a creative performer will marry an analyzer organizer and a promoter leader will marry the helper supporter. But what happens, I find out in marriage counseling, is the very person you marry is what gives you trouble. The promoter leader turns into a tyrant and they get sick and tired of these crying women. Gosh, I can't even talk to her. She's all emotional. And she goes, you turned in from a strong person to a tyrant. You don't let me have my opinion. You won't even let me talk that you don't bite my head off. Bammo. Creative performer. Analyzer organizer. They view them as boring. Oh my gosh, how long do you have to think about that? Stop it with the data. I don't need to know the data. Just tell me what to do. What are we going to do? They're going, you're scary. You're going to jump and do it without any thought? Folks, I'm here. I mean, Steve is really all these. I'm this one, and this one. Depending on how the blend will change. He's here under stress. I'm here. Those were his helps, because I know for me to be credible, I need to get into the analyzer-organizer jacket. I have none of it on my own. I really don't. Those were his notes. Here are my notes on an envelope. I had it in my head. Am I wrong? No. Is he wrong? No. But he adds to me because he can kind of structure me to say the things that I need. In the beginning, I thought I was just like so right. I heard like he heard, like you heard. That's not true. And so going through counseling, they put you through purgatory. And I found out I wasn't so perfect and thought so perfectly. And so I decided to give this little thing a chance. And so this is how it used to go before I learned all this. Steve, I would like for us to do da-da-da-da. And he would say, well, let me think about that. And I'd walk away, eyes rolling. And I would go, what is there to think about? Can't you decide right now? No. And the more I pushed him, the more stubborn he got, the more rigid analyzer. I'll tell you about them in a second. But I was pushing him into a corner by me pressing him for an answer. So I went through this whole thing. I thought, okay, I'll give this a chance. So it was all fake on my part. And I said, Steve, a real thing did come up. I can't remember what it was now. And I said, I would like to do blah, 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 or blah, 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 blah. And he said, well, let me think about it. And I said, okay, how long do you need? He said, tomorrow at noon. I was like, great, you can knit 3 sweaters by then. I mean, because I'm going to show you where my negative is. It's the smart aleck, and I'll show you about that. But I didn't say that. I didn't say it. He didn't see my eye roll, nothing. So I came back 24 hours later. I couldn't wait because I knew that he didn't have it. I knew he had forgotten it. I said, have you thought? I was real nice. I said, have you thought about that thing? Da, da, da. He goes, yeah, I made a list. I went, say, this is pretty good. It's stuff I hadn't even thought about. So I thought, this is really working. So I started really believing in it. Then I really started studying. And the difference between I can tell you where you are, big deal. That's not where you stop. It's how you talk to others so that you will be heard. Remember, it's a business model. If you want to sell a pair of shoes to these people, you better hit the feelings with the helper supporters. The fun with the creative performers, the task, you'll need these shoes because, and you get analytical with them. You give them a list. This is why you need the shoes, da 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 da, and you walk away. I'll talk to you more about it. I've got to make sure that I'm not giving you too much information. Okay. Oh yeah, I'm fixing it. Well, I've done the positive. So now I'm going to talk to you about the negative, and then I'm going to talk to you about how to talk to them, just generally. Trust me, this is a long process, but hopefully you'll walk away with some things. Okay, helper supporters is negative. They're the sweethearts. They're the feeling persons. What could be so bad about them? They are called the doormats. Why? Because they do everything, because they don't want to hurt your feelings. They are the enablers. They will do stuff for their children that will not have them grow. So when I get one of these guys in class and I find out, oh, my daughter is doing da 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 da, and I pay for her car, and I pay for her apartment, and she's not grateful, and she's not getting a job, I find out where they are, and they're usually enablers. I go, stop it. You got the sprinkler on their yard and you're crying because your grass is drying. Move the sprinkler over and stop it. But I have to coach them on how to do it. Just because you tell people to do something doesn't help happen. What? Okay. So they are our big enablers. Not healthy. The deal is that you can move back and forth on any one thing. This is under stress. Okay, let's move to the creative performers. Creative, there's two different ones. Smart aleck. That's where I am. I would, one of our first things when we got married, I told Steve to wipe the counter, and it was like the salt and stuff was like this, and this is how he wiped it. Okay, I could have said in the healthy way, no, Steve, that's not how I want it. You need to move this off and do the thing. But being this person, I said, well, I can see that playing with the little cars paid off. Okay. Being analyzer, organizer, I'll talk about them. He doesn't come back at me. He does this and goes off to his room. I'm like, oh, boy, he's such a girl. And because I'm over here, I'll get to my part. Okay, the performer here becomes the socialite. These people have to have attention. They demand that you respond to them. They get in your face. Cloris Leachman was on Dancing with the Stars. I don't know if you saw her. But they would be talking to people, and she'd stick her head in the camera. Finally, they told her, go away, Cloris. I was so embarrassed for her. She had to get the attention. They have to have you respond to them. I don't know about you, but somebody makes me respond, I ain't going to do it. If I know that, well, usually speakers aren't emotional because they can't even talk. They get so globby. But if one of these is the speaker, I'm not going to show up because I know they're going to, I can only control myself. That's another truth. I can't control them, but if I know that they're actively making me do something and they're loud, that's another deal I have, I won't show up because I'm going to be agitated the whole time. And I can, it's hard for me because I'm not a speaker. I can tell a person, we were required in like 30 seconds to see what you are in college. So if I can spot it, it's helpful. Okay, promoter leader. If you cross them, they don't get to do what they want to. They become a tyrant. That's their negative. They get louder and madder, throw a fit. They're scary. So you're going to learn how to talk to all these people in a second. All of it, I'm talking about unhealthy now. Thank you. Yeah, these are all healthy. Right here, closer to Jesus, is your healthy. And you're always wanting to move. And I'll show you, like with promoter leaders, if I have them in counseling and they're real much like this, I have them move into softer. You want to talk to so-and-so? You better watch your face. You better say tender words. You better sneak upon a helper supporter with pillows, such as, I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but I need to tell you something serious. Promoter leaders, that's not their talk. They're like, don't do it. Stop it. They're brusque. Direct. Very direct. Just the facts. Okay, analyzer organizers, they think. That's wonderful. Think. But they think past the thing, past the event. It misses them. Also, their negative is called Puritan because they get very rigid. And they don't want to change their plan either. Why? They've invested so much time on this plan. We're going on a vacation. They're going to think about it. Okay, we're going to do this and this and this and this. I don't want to do what? It's not in my plan. I can't handle if it's not like that. I can... Huh? What? Yes, because they've invested so much in their plan. If you confront them or something, they're big pouters. They go off into their room and they pout, pout, pout. And their feelings are so hurt, they don't tell you. But they're thinking, because they're thinking, they don't understand. They also think that their plan is right because they've invested so much time. There's no possibility it could happen any other way because they've thought about it. It's almost egotistical. But viewed, once again, this is how we tend to marry. Creative performers tend to see them as boring, laborious. We're seen from them as scary because we do stuff without thinking. I told you, here we go. Here's my notes. There's Steve organized. Yeah, we're frivolous. We're all of it. We're like tiggers. Yes.
Where does a narcissist fit in there?
Okay, glad you asked that. A narcissist can be any one of these guys. In counseling, I don't mean to make you little junior counselors, but I find out where you are, and then I get to know you better. Then I find out your background. And if you were a pure person like Jesus, it would just stay stuck like that. But because we're not, we have trauma. I see you where you are, then there's the overlay of trauma, and then I figure out what really you are. I have a dear friend that claimed she was a helper supporter. Claimed it. Oh, I'm so glad I'm not those promoter leaders after sugar. Well, when 3 weeks into it, and I said, I got news for you. You're a promoter leader. It's like I slapped her. She was like, what? No. I go, yeah, you are. I go, why? I told her the reason. I said, you're really very impatient. This group over here is impatient. These are more patient. You're very impatient. I can tell you get mad when these guys start crying. And these people make a big deal about data. She goes, God, you're right. Now she knows that she was really an undercover promoter leader. But she felt so bad about it because she had judged these guys so badly. She's really an entrepreneur and a leader. Paula said I could use her as an example. She gave me permission. She's an analyzer organizer. We went on a trip. We were getting our tickets to New Orleans, and this is me. I took my purse and went, shh, and dumped everything out. This is Paula. Okay, and next is the thing, and we're going to go at 9:45, and we're going to go. She had it in order. Thank God. We're a wonderful trip because she's going to plan everything, and I'm like the otter on the river. I'm like, good. It doesn't bother me one bit for her to plan everything because I'll mess it up. She has a route planned out. I'm kind of like, let's go. Okay. What do we have to talk about it? Let's go. Go. I'm just spontaneous. And as you've learned about being around me, I don't think leader. I'm out of the box. It's just the way God made me. And my smart aleck, if it can't come out of my mouth, I draw caricatures that no one will ever see. In the paper, I talk back to the paper. I draw cartoons back to them. I'm very sassy with my drawings and my mouth. Don't want to be, but when I want to be productive, I put this analyzer organizer jacket on because I know them so well. It's very hard. Now, so let's go back to how we talk to them. The helper supporter, you want to be sure and say, I have something heavy to tell you, and you know I love you, and I would not tell you. You couch it with a lot of soft, because it kills them to hear the thing. If you're a creative performer, you say, here it is. You know, take it or leave it, and they can absorb that. Promoter, leader, even better. You don't, these guys, don't talk to them like this. I feel... I think you better be subject verb. They can't tolerate a lot of words. I'm always telling people, what is your boss saying? What is he? Well, he does this, this, and this, or she does. I go, that's promoter leader. Make it subject and verb. This is what I want. This is when I want to do it. This is how you can help me. Believe it or not, they like to hear that. Analyzer organizers, if you have something to say, make a list, drop it off, and leave. So they can look at it and think about it and then come back to you and see what could go wrong and think about it some more. You know, and there's nothing wrong with that. Thank God. Thank God. Okay, let's see. Where are we on this thing? I'm so bad about stuff. Yeah, just do it. You can see that I'm here because I'm not an order person. Okay, we're all different, but fit, yeah. So, thank you for that. Because under stress, you give yourself a project, like this table to do project, and we're going to judge or something. Your lifestyles will come out just like that. or you're in an argument, they'll come out. Any thoughts, Steve? Okay, next one. Right. Thank you, Paula. She's talking about the narcissist. The narcissist could be any one of these. You're just damaged. And so you're always, it's all about me, basically. Whatever you do to me, it's about me. Whatever we think, it's about me. Yes. Yeah, actually, anybody on any of these ends will irritate you when they're extreme. Now, can you go there and come back? Yes. If you're in pain, I mean literally pain, makes you agitated, you can move back and forth. That's why we have to pray every day for the Holy Spirit to help us be more like Jesus. Because He's at the center and He's healthy. He's our example. Okay, the next one, if there is a next one. Oh, yeah, this is right. We get healthy by realizing that we all process information differently. Every one of y'all hears stuff differently with different responses. This hopefully will provide understanding. Okay, and understanding will help communication. A healthy person scales their communication. A healthy, wise, and smart person scales their communication to where you can hear it, where your child can hear it best. My David is a promoter leader almost exclusively. He's my son, but you know how I talk to him? I think about barely. I go, okay, I need to let him know this. 1, 2, 3. That's it. He's just like that. He's impatient. Since he was little, he would say, Mom, you want me to take care of that? 6 years old. I go, no, I don't. I'm the adult. And yeah, he won't listen very long. He's just like that. He's not damaged. He's just like that. He's my grandfather. My grandfather was just like that. If I talk to Steve, I still give him the list, or I wait till he's relaxed. We have bomb. If I'm over here and just scattered, and I'm giving 4 or 5 ideas at one time, whoa, we could do this, and no, I could do this, and we could do, and he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm like, oh. I go, I don't know. Then I get smart, Alexi. I go, why do you? And then I go, stop. Stop it. And I have to walk away because I can't trust my mouth to not hurt his feelings. I'm telling you the truth. I'm confessing about me, how I am. I mean, our biggest war things have been because I've been so smart, Alec.
Yeah, but I am too.
Not as bad as me. I'm the queen of it. Because if he responds in a smart aleck way, it's like, good, the gates are open now. You threw the volley, I'll throw it back harder. You slap me, I'll slap you. I mean, I hate that about me, but that's my negative self. I'm not sarcastic, but I'm smart aleck. It's like I have to. I talk and I think and what's the word? What Jesus talked about, parables. Not parables, too, but what am I trying to start with an M? Oh, I hate that I do that. But yes, 5 more minutes. Okay. I see things as like a story. Like, oh, that was just like a bug or whatever. I can't think of the word of it. Like metaphor. Thank you. I think in metaphors. I see in metaphors. Just the way I was wired, that's the way God made me. Not bad. But if you think in a metaphor and you're smart aleck, I can really hurt people's feelings. So I really keep my mouth shut and I doodle. I doodle the thing all the time. But it's great to know your limitations. It's great to know how to talk to people when you peg them what they are. So this has got to pass the so what test. So what, Becky? So you teach me this. Well, the so what test is learn to kind of see what each one of you are and speak to their ears if you want to be understood and communicate, which is a very necessary thing for healthy relationships. Thank you so much for hearing me. Yes, Steve. Oh, yeah. There's a scripture, 1 Corinthians, and I did what Steve did. See why I need an analyzer organizer. They remember that? Okay. Oh, thanks.
Okay, just a comment on there. It talks about the body. Remember the body illustration from Paul and how we have many members, many parts, but one body. And so we have many personalities, but we all contribute to the common good. That's what Paul would say. If he were here commenting on these personalities, he would say, but we're all pulling together and each one are gifted in different areas. We have our positives and we have our negatives. How many of you saw a negative of yourself up here? Anybody see on the negative side? Okay, you can move to the positive. Yeah, you can grow. But it starts with you're kind of learning something about yourself, and you just thought that's the way it is. But what Becky's teaching us is, and she teaches a whole lot on healthy, you can move to your healthy side. So you can just say, hey, if you don't like me now, just wait a while. You know, God's working on me. He's changing me. Yeah, well, we could do a part two one time.
Okay. I was really hoping, Becky, there's a lot of different models of this and different ways to describe it, but I was kind of hoping she'd tell the animal that goes along with it, because the helper supporter is the Labrador Retriever, right?
Yeah.
Loyal, lovable, you know, always there for you. The creative performer is the... the plays and everything's about fun and all of that. The tyrant is the lion, strong, and the king of the jungle. And the analyzer organizer is a beaver. I don't want to be a beaver, but I am.
Paula told me one time, she said, after she learned, she said, I don't want to be a beaver. I said, too bad, so sad you are.
Yeah, oftentimes as we're relating to each other, sometimes it helps to lead with this. You're not going to hurt my feelings if you tell me the truth. And if you really mean it, let them say it and don't get your feelings hurt.
And have a relationship with them.
Yes. Yeah, build a relationship. Don't just be straightening people out and saying, well, that's the way you are. I don't like the way you are. There's something good about each and every one of us. There's something really good. There's a gift from God on the inside of you. And it's to contribute to the good of the church.
The relationship issue is so important, and not to tell tales from the past, but in another church we were all in, someone overheard someone criticizing someone else. So that person calls them that afternoon after church and lets them have it and tells them why they think they should have been doing that. Well, it caused them a big uproar in church, and we lost some members. People got mad because the person that called and confronted this lady really didn't have a relationship with her. There would have been a whole lot better ways for him to deal with, probably to ignore it. It really wasn't his business to begin with, although we overheard it. So not that she should have been gossiping. But again, if you don't have a relationship with somebody, you can't just go blast them and tell them what
it needs to be. That permission slip. Yeah, a friendship. If you love me, you can tell me anything. If you don't love me, I really don't want to hear it, you know, because it'll just come across as criticism. But if you love me, it'll come across as help for the future.
And as a powder and a person gets their feelings hurt sometimes, I always tell Becky, tell me, or Steve, tell me the truth. I may cry or get upset for a little bit, but I'll get over it and I'll be better for it.
There you go. All right. Well, I hope this has helped. Everybody, and...